In the other accounts of the gospel of this miracle of our Lord, it is indicated that the daughter of Jairus was not quite dead when Jairus came to the Lord, and so he exaggerates his request when he first approaches the Lord, saying that his daughter has already died, in order that he may hasten the Lord's coming. But the Lord, as it were, takes opportunity to bring Jairus to a greater faith and a greater understanding of just who it was that he was making the request of. And so, on the way to the house, when he comes across the woman with hemorrhage, according to many of the doctors and fathers of the church, the Lord cures her and spends much time in conversation with her. And during this time, the daughter of Jairus truly does die, so that when the Lord gets there, she is truly dead, and according to many of the doctors and fathers, Jairus is crestfallen. But the Lord will bring Jairus and all present to a greater understanding, for he will perform a miracle that was unheard of up until that time. There are accounts of those who were cured of illness, but there are no accounts of a true resurrection from the dead until the time that the Lord came in his sacred humanity and began to do that. And he does that in order to indicate to us two things. First, that we are dead to sin and it is only the power of God that can free us. And secondly, he wants to bring each and every one of us to that great understanding of that mystery of our faith by which he is truly resurrected from the dead. The final proof that he is God and that he has established a kingdom in which all mankind can truly work out his salvation in fear and trembling. And so he takes opportunity to let the girl die, and then he knows he will suffer the ridicule of those present, for he tells them very clearly that the Lord is not dead, she is merely asleep, because to God we are merely asleep. And he also points out that our souls are immortal. For death was not the original lot of mankind. It was a punishment for our sins. And unless we could find someone who could deliver us, that is, call us from the slumber of sin, then we were in a hopeless state and we merely would go about this life, live, die, and then be condemned. But the Lord shows today that there is real proof of that hope.
Fructum ventris tuum.